USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. Tens of thousands in California are in the dark, and they are not out of the woods yet, with another surge of moisture arriving Monday. Governor Gavin Newsom has granted a major disaster declaration from President Biden.
The federal help is needed because of the atmospheric rivers that have been pounding California.
A few years ago, no one heard an atmospheric river. There was just some scientists down at Scripps saying, hey, you should pay attention to this thing.
California's been getting slammed with floods, mudslides, and power outages. The storms have killed over 18 people. I'm Dave Collins.
The White House says additional classified documents were found in President Biden's Delaware home this week. A lawyer said he discovered the newest documents in a box that was initially found on Wednesday. All of the pages were turned over to the Justice Department. Attorney General Merrick Garland has appointed a special counsel to review the classified materials. The official cause of death for the late Lisa Marie Presley won't be known for some time. Sources say the autopsy is complete. Officials are now just waiting on the toxicology report to see if there was an underlying cause that sparked the medical event. Presley died on Thursday after suffering cardiac arrest in her California home. Tragedy in Indiana with a fire taking the lives of a mother and three children. All four victims were found together in one bedroom. So far, there is no cause of the fire. New York City's mayor is spending this weekend in Texas along the southern border.
Eric Adams is visiting the Lone Star State as New York City struggles to deal with the large number of migrants and asylum seekers that have traveled to the Big Apple. Adams will visit several cities in Texas and make a few stops along the U.S.-Mexico border. New York is looking for state and federal help in dealing with the nearly 40,000 migrants that have made their way to New York City. I'm John Schaefer.
In NFL wildcard action Saturday, the 49ers take down the Seahawks 41-23, and the Jaguars complete a miraculous comeback, beating the Chargers 31-30. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members, they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing, if you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
All 72 passengers and crew members on board a Yeti Airlines flight out of Nepal are feared dead. The passenger plane went down in Nepal on Saturday, crashing on the runway. A number of foreign nationals were on the plane, and there is no word yet on the cause. Gas prices are going back up. AAA puts today's national average at $3.30 a gallon. That's 21 cents higher than a month ago. Every state across the country is seeing average prices of $5 per gallon or less, including Hawaii at $4.99. The cheapest gas is in Mississippi at $2.89. A Texas teacher is being investigated after video comes to light, appearing to show him assaulting a teenage student and sending him to the emergency room.
The incident, which took place on Wednesday, happened inside a Humble High School classroom in Houston, Texas, and shows that English teacher pushing the 10th grade student into a wall, pulling a chair out from underneath him, throwing him to the ground, and getting on top of him. That student's parents want the teacher fired and his teaching license taken away forever. I'm Corey Myers.
The USA takes home the crown of Miss Universe. Fashion designer, model, and sewing instructor Arbonne Gabriel, who graduated from the University of North Texas, outlasted women from 83 other countries for that crown Saturday night. Coming in second and third, Venezuela and the Dominican Republic. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.